This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Welcome to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tiano, Joy 94.9. So happy to be here tonight. And that was an awesome song.
It was very lively.
It was very
lively. We were dancing at the studio.
Love it. Now, if you'd like to get in touch with us, which we always love it when you do, send us a text on 0427 Joy949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. Now, Basha.
Yes, Tian.
Would you like to tell us what's on the show tonight?
Well, tonight we're going to chat about what you call your partner / girlfriend / boyfriend / whatever.
Mother-in-law.
Whatever you call them. Like, what is it allowed to be called? What sounds a bit silly. I was going to say something else, but I have
Pookie.
To watch it. Yeah, you know.
Cupcake.
Another thing also, it's International Cleavage Day.
Oh, thanks.
Mm.
I'll get mine out. Hang on. Oh, there we go. G'day, girls. I think I'm scaring people in other studios.
I know. They're running away. They don't know what that is.
I'm not going to take a photo and put it on Facebook.
Thank you. We would appreciate that.
Yeah, National Cleavage Day. So you've got some info about breasts to share with us later on.
Yes, I do, actually.
Mm.
And also we're going to be talking a little bit about anxiety.
Okay. Well, this is an interesting topic. I suffer from anxiety. So it'll be interesting to sort of learn and share and talk about that and hopefully teach some people about anxiety and what it is.
Yes, and if we get some time, we're going to watch a video that has lesbians reacting to lesbian porn.
Right, supposed lesbian porn.
Yes, supposed lesbian porn.
Yes. So that
and,
one
and
might...
we'll give people a warning because it can be a bit dicey with language occasionally.
Just
it
a little
is bleeped.
Bit. It is bleeped, yeah. Yep. But, you know, we just got to be a little bit careful if the young ones are still awake. Might be earmuffs
time. Sensitive
people,
you know, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And, our events listing for the weekend.
And the events for this weekend.
Yes.
I've only got two. I've got Friday and Saturday for you this
weekend.
All
right.
But that's because we're in preparation for Queen's Birthday weekend.
Exactly.
Which is going to go off like a rocket.
As always.
As always.
As always.
As always. Now, you've come across something.
Yes. The Cannes Film Festival finished on Sunday. And the top prize went to, let's
drum
see.
Roll.
It's called Blue is the Warmest Colour. I will not say the French title because I won't do it justice and people will complain.
La Vie d'Adèle.
I'm
pretty sure it was bad, but...
Oh, look at the first text. All right, probably wrong. Okay, anyway, yes, it won the top prize, this particular film. Now let me just find my place because I got confused by your pronunciation. It's a 3-hour-long epic lesbian drama with...
uncompromisingly explicit film about a love affair between two teenage girls and has won the top award at the Cannes Film Festival, which finished on Sunday. Now, by uncompromisingly explicit...
Yes, I believe that there's a 10-minute sex scene.
Right. Kicking off the show with a bit of a bang tonight, aren't we? All right.
Yes, that should be an entertaining movie.
10-minute sex scene. That is just ridiculous, isn't it? One of the favourite things that I read in this little article that you shared with me so graciously, Basha, was that... Where is it now? Oh, gosh.
Say, you're doing what I do.
Yeah, I am. I got distracted.
It was International Cleavage Day.
And it quotes, "There have been suggestions that the sex scenes are real, something fueled by Sudeau, who revealed last night that what you see on screen is what we really did."
Which is nice.
Interesting.
So it'll be interesting to see people's reaction to that and the porn at the end of the movie.
Yeah, so that's very, very interesting, that one. Right, okay. So I think we've moved out of the G-rated section for tonight's show.
Oh, yeah.
We're going more towards a PG and possibly an M later on. So just be advised.
But, yeah, it's all about it's 15-year-old Adele and her lover, Emma. And it's all about how they're awakening their sexuality.
So now you couldn't find any clips of this movie online?
No. I tried, I looked, and it basically just kept telling me that this movie is winning an award and that was it. No clips. They were probably in French.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
And being the film festival, they're probably trying to keep it a bit, you know, what are they going to show?
Yeah. Well... not anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, if you can find us a clip of this French film, Blue is the Warmest Colour, a.k.a. Blue, then that would be great. You can send us a text on 0427-JOY949 or you can email us at onair@joy.org.au. We're not going to play it on the show, but we will watch it privately later with blindfolds and just hearing it. Anyway.
Because you won't watch the movie because it'll be in French with subtitles.
Yeah, I can't do subtitles. I can't focus that much.
And it's 3 hours, so I think that's the downer for you.
It might
lose
me.
3 hours of subtitles.
It just might lose me. You're right. All right, look, we will be back shortly. You're with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link, and you're on Joy. And welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. Tonight we are discussing what you call your partner, girlfriend, boyfriend, partner, whatever. We're also going to be chatting about National Cleavage Day, anxiety a little bit later, and hopefully, if we've got time, lesbians reacting to porn with our events listing after that.
Of course. Now, Johnny sent us a message saying, "Hi, sexy ladies. He's looking forward to the show."
Hi, Johnny.
Hey, Johnny.
I kind of feel like saying Johnny like you know, what's that movie? Grease Lightning. Johnny. Oh.
Okay, sorry, Johnny. You lost me there. I was What do we guess? Let's move on. Okay, so what do you call your partner?
What do you call your partner?
I have names that are in Polish, so they mean nothing to anyone else.
But what do they mean in English?
Like sweetie or, you know, something along the lines of... It's saying like heart, but the way you say it, it means something different. So
you're like, being really awesome with the descripting tonight.
I know. It just doesn't work. Some words you can't know. Some Polish words you just can't...
Translate.
Thank you. I couldn't think of the words.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Clearly.
Yes. Why, what do you call yours?
Darling, or we have like a
pet
special
names?
Thing.
Yeah. Yeah, which is?
Well, I call Nat... my sloth.
Yeah, well, she does love sloths.
She does love sloths. Mm. So I call her my sloth and she calls me her tree because she gets to cuddle me like a sloth would cuddle a tree.
Sorry, my mind went to the wrong place on a tree.
Are you talking about the roots? Because that's really just improper Basha.
No, I was just talking about them. Anyway, so yes. So John and Maury from Perth, they call each other Goog.
Goog.
They've been doing that for the past 30 years.
Oh, that's adorable.
And they're still waiting for marriage equality.
Hell
we,
yeah.
We hear you both.
Yeah.
And we feel for you.
I'm still going to get married in November. I don't care.
Exactly. And then when it's legal, you can get remarried. Yep. And do it all over
again. Wedding number two.
So in the paper, I found this article that are talking about, you know, different names. So if you use the name boyfriend or girlfriend, it's usually if you're a teenager, that's acceptable. If you're anything other than a teenager, it's probably unacceptable.
Yeah.
Partner is mainly reserved for recent graduates, earnest men, or in their early 30s, and lesbians.
Lesbians.
Yes.
Who wrote this article?
I don't know, actually.
Oh, well, great.
A lot of articles in the paper don't appear with names anymore, I think because they're ashamed to admit that they're writing them or that they will aggravate people enough. I read one that was quite upsetting and I wanted to write in and say, no, you cannot say that. That's so wrong. And they didn't write who wrote it. And I'm thinking, yeah, I wouldn't have done that either.
Look, I want to know what pet names other people have for their partners because it's really cute to hear all the different ones. And now I feel like I've kind of shared something really private and maybe I'm trying to cover it up by learning other people's, which is fine because I'm nosy like that. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email it onair@joy.org.au because we want to know.
Well, so you have your companion, but that's, you know, I'd say that's normally reserved for like grandparents. Old people, I think, would use the word companion. Sort of sounds like a very old life partner. No, you're just giving me a blank
well,
look.
Companion is like my fluffy pooch.
Hmm. You know, you've always got the my lover.
My lover.
It just always sounds weird.
My lover Cindy.
Or my buddy.
Did you just totally miss that L word quote? For you just
yeah,
missed
I did.
That.
I did actually.
You are terrible.
Mm.
My lover Cindy. Yeah, no?
No.
You are shocking. We are watching the L word. Again.
Oh, no problem.
It's
happily do that.
I could probably find a clip of it, actually. Anyway, what but else yes. you got?
Boo. Not really acceptable unless you're an R&B star.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's quite close, yes?
Yeah. How did that song go?
Person I'm currently shagging.
No, not really appropriate.
The wifey or the wife.
The wife. I like that, but I'm not yet a wife. But I'm looking forward to being a wife so that I can say, yeah, that's my wife.
And you're the wifey and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, see, that's okay.
Wife, make me a sandwich.
There's one in here, special friend. That just sounds
my
weird.
Special friend. He's my special friend.
They've written here, elderly widows and men using escorts.
My special friend. Oh, that's terrible.
Beau. Yeah, maybe if you're from the south, maybe
like
you can
that.
Use that.
My beau. Oh, he's my beau. I always find in those gossip trash mags how they always say, you know, this is Angelina Jolie's new beau or whatever. It's like, who uses that word? I don't know. It's
squeeze. Weird.
My squeeze? That's, I always just think of like bum squeeze, you know, like that's the person whose bum I'm allowed to squeeze, therefore I shall call you my squeeze.
They've got one here, Yoko. Yep. Now, I don't think you'd refer to your partner as Yoko, but I think maybe your friends might refer to your partner as Yoko if she's like taking you away from them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can see that one being used by other people.
I like this one. He's my fella, she's my bird.
Yeah, bird, I really don't know. That just irritates. How's my bird? You know, you're my bird. No, that just really irritates me.
You really enunciate that very well.
Because I used to work with a guy bird. That used to call us all birds.
Really?
Yeah, he used to come into work every morning and go, hello, birds. How are you going? And he'd really enunciate it and he'd really irritate
us. That's irritating.
My other half.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that's my other half. But I wouldn't exactly say to Nat, hey, other half, because that sounds a bit weird.
Yeah, but when you're referring to her, to someone else.
To someone else, yeah.
I don't know, but other half sort of making it sound like you're incomplete. No,
that's an interesting thought. I'd never thought of it that way.
Because I've always felt of myself as a complete person. And then you have your partner as a complete person and you just complement each other.
And you become lesbian merged and then you're one complete person again. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, when you start wearing the same clothes and doing the same things. Yes. Yeah, that's just sad.
Yeah.
But it happens to the best of us.
Yes, you do.
Oh, then
that,
you've got, I know, we are aware of that.
It's cute.
It's not cute.
It's totally cute.
A fiancé?
My fiancé.
Or civil partner?
No, I don't like civil partner. That's like... Please.
It's sort of a bit, it's hard to say. Civil partner.
Civil partner. This is my civil partner. No, that just sounds like
Sounds like you're about to go to court and this is like someone you're suing.
My civil partner would like to take the stand. I don't like it. Okay, let us know if you've got any cute names or just other names that stand in the place of partner when you can't say partner or you don't want to say partner. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email it on air@joy.org.au. Yo, with Basha and Tian, we love to hear from you. You're on Joy. Welcome back to Lay Link. Here with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9, coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email it onair@joy.org.au. Now, if you head over to the joy.org.au website right now, you can find our banner on the right-hand side of the screen. And if you click on it, you can find the linky thingies. Which take us to where?
Our Facebook page.
There you go, our Facebook page. And you can like that page and we like it when people like us.
We got a few messages. So Sarah from Noble Park, she says that she loves our show. So that's great. Thank you.
Thank you.
And she was with her ex for 23 years and she called her sexy legs.
Wow.
Wow.
I like it.
I like that too.
I like it a lot. Sexy legs.
And Johnny calls his partner his Pop-Tart.
Pop-Tart?
Oh, and Tian, please keep... talking lovely. He's loving your voice.
Oh, thank you.
There you go.
I feel like I need to put a little bit of
a little swagger or something into your voice.
Swagger in there.
Well, we did play that last song for, and I'm not sure if it was for Johnny or...
It was someone messaged last week and asked for us to play a couple of songs and I did manage to, yes, track down Sweet Nothing. The other one that was requested was Bohemian Rhapsody, but that song goes for 6 minutes.
And as much as we love it, we also like to talk.
We do. But I will attempt to find a radio edit of Bohemian Rhapsody, which of course it won't be, I know, it won't be as awesome, but we'll do our best.
We will try. And the other song that was mentioned, we couldn't find it.
We couldn't find it. I can't even remember what it is now.
I had it listed somewhere, but yeah, I don't know who this artist is. But yeah, we tried to look for it. We couldn't find it. So please message again and tell us where we can find this.
We do try to accommodate requests, of course. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 and we'll try and get it into the next show for you because we like to do that.
We do.
Now...
It's International Cleavage. Well, I believe yesterday was International Cleavage Day, but when I go to the website, so if you go to... NationalCleavageDay.com. It doesn't actually have a date on it, so maybe every day is National Cleavage Day.
I'm okay with that.
That's all right, I think.
Yeah, I think that's fine. In fact, I think every day should be National Cleavage Day.
Why not?
I've put mine back away now.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
I actually had to look then to make sure they were away. It's bad.
I know.
Oh, dear. All right, well, let us know what you think about boobs, because they're a favourite of mine. Do you like boobs?
Oh, particular fan of them, yes.
Yeah, so if you're a fan of boobs, let us know. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email it on air@joy.org.au. We still want to know what your cute partner names as well, you know, Pookie, Cupcake, Sunshine.
And how do you refer to them in conversation with other people?
Yeah.
Because the partner names you give each other are cute and sweet, but how do you refer to them? Because I'm sure you wouldn't introduce Nat and say, oh, you know, I was with Sloth yesterday.
It's like, well, if I was talking to you, maybe. But for someone else, it's Nat or my partner.
Yeah, see, and that's sort of the funny thing. It's how it changes. But anyway. So, yeah, it's National Cleavage Day. So if you go to their website, they have this...
Back to the topic of boobs.
Yes, back to the topic of boobs. It's very important. They have on their website, it's quite funny, they have like a Guess Who's. You know the Guess Who game you used to have as a kid?
Yes.
Well, they have Guess Who's, and you have to guess whose boobs you're staring at or whose cleavage you're staring at.
That sounds fun.
And so they have all these tiles, and then at the bottom they have a listing of who got the best score and stuff like that. So
what is that website?
It's called nationalcleavageday.com.
Right.
So, yes, and they have a Facebook site, but their Facebook site's quite... It doesn't have the same features.
Oh, right.
So you don't have
to... doesn't have as many boobs.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, right. Now, of course, boobs aren't just for staring at.
No, on the website they had an interesting thing. It was 15 things you should know about breasts.
Right.
So the average breast weighs 1.1 pounds. I don't know how much that is in kilos, but anyway.
Whatever.
Yes.
Contains 4 to 5% of the body's total fat. Now, that is amazing.
Yes, it is. It is. And so, you know, when they're telling you that you should lose your body fat, you should get your body fat to, I think, about 5% or something, you know, well, hello, where do your boobs go?
God. Number two, can we say that word on the radio?
Yeah. Just say it.
Okay, just like the penis, breasts swell up when aroused. That's amazing. I didn't know that.
See, there you go. There's something new. Okay. So what does that make you then?
I don't know. Number three?
The average female nipple is 3.18 inches
of an inch
long when erect. Again,
slightly taller than 5 stacked quarters. Where did you get this list?
It's an American website.
Okay, great. But they must love their boobs a lot more than we do. Number four, the average breast size in America is 36C. 15 years ago, it was a 34B. What does that mean? What is that trying to say? Is that the whole rising obesity epidemic
no,
that we've got over there? Or
maybe they've changed sizes.
That is possible.
So they've incorporated now, maybe they've incorporated smaller sizes because maybe before they didn't allow for smaller cup sizes and things like that.
Hmm.
So I'm thinking yes.
These sizes would be unattractive in the Middle Ages as small, wide-set breasts were considered perfection back then. Well, I guess I would have been out of the running.
Yeah.
Number six, do you want to...
Oh, you can.
Oh, okay. In 2008, there were 307,230 breast enlargements. Jeez! Really?
That's a lot of...
300,000 over breast enlargements performed in the US. It was the number one cosmetic procedure.
After nose jobs?
At 279,000.
And liposuction?
At 245,000.
That's 2008. I'm sure now those figures are probably a lot different.
Wow. Okay. Right. Number seven.
So the average boob job they're saying is costing, well, this is American dollars, so just under 4,000 American dollars.
Oh, okay.
I think it's a bit more expensive in Australia.
Cheap.
Yeah, I think it's quite cheap. I think in Australia it'd probably be around 8 or 10,000.
Right. Jeez. All right. Well, we are talking about boobs, so if you'd like to let us know what you think about those, send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email it on air at joy.org.au. Number eight on the list, Barsha.
Sorry, you lost me. I was reading a text from Johnny.
You were looking at boobs, weren't you? And number eight is probably why over 20,000 women removed their implants in 2008. And don't forget, 17,902 breast reductions were performed on men.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I've heard statistics, actually, that they perform more breast reductions than
That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, because it's actually, I know a lot of women that have had big breasts and they always complain of lower back pain, and it's awkward to fit in clothes and they found it difficult in the workplace, so they got them reduced because they just said it just made their lives a lot easier and then they didn't have those pains associated with them.
Do you know that Facebook target advertises me for a breast reduction? How does it know what my boob size is?
Have you mentioned it anywhere?
No. How on earth does Facebook know that
you've put photos of yourself up and maybe they can see them? They're quite...
They've got a photo scanner for big boobs. Oh, target that lady with the breast reduction ad.
Maybe we all get them and I just ignore them.
Initially, surgeons tried many types of breast implants with disastrous results, such as ivory, glass balls, ground rubber, ox cartilage, polyester and silicon injections.
Polyester?
Oh, I don't even...
Polyester on your body doesn't even, like, breathe. It doesn't even... It's like you have that in your boobs.
I don't think they need to breathe in your body.
Yeah, but, you know, no, this doesn't work.
Okay. Number 10, please.
Oh, go for it. You're doing so well.
Shayla Hershey is said to have the world's largest breast implant. She currently wears 38 KKK bra size, and the implants are 10,000 cc's of the volume, which is like 4.6 gallons worth of silicone in her...
Oh, my God.
Chest area. That is insane.
Does she stand upright or does she like she need a walker?
Yeah, it's amazing. Okay, number 11, bra-like garments have existed for women since the 7th century BC. However, large-scale production didn't begin until the 1930s. Today, the bra industry makes $16 billion a year.
Well, there you go.
It's amazing. Would you like to continue?
If you don't want a bra at all, women are legally allowed to go topless in, there you go,
Hawaii, Texas, Ohio, Maine, and New York.
Hmm.
Nice. Let's go on a road trip. Okay, we are talking about boobs. It is
the
national.
The other 2 points are not interesting, but the point 15 I find particularly interesting. Don't smoke if you want to avoid sagging boobs. The chemical breakdown your skin's elasticity, making you a saggy smoker. There you go.
Charming.
So I think that's the best one of them all.
Oh, okay.
Avoid saggy boobs. Don't smoke.
You're terrible. Yes, boob appreciation. Because what day is it, supposedly?
National Cleavage Day.
National Cleavage Day. And they do have a website which has Guess Who's Boobs game on the front page, which is fantastic. Now, if you would like to tell us what you think of boobs or share with us a cute name that you have for your partner, please do. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. I think it's time for a song, Basha.
Okie dokie.
You're with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link, and you're on Joy. Welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Batha. You're with Batha. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. I'm getting tired.
You are?
I'm a bit sleepy.
Yes,
see. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email it onair@joy.org.au. Now, we've been talking about what you call your partner, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Cute baby cupcake names.
Yes, and how you refer to them around other people.
Yes.
And then, of course, National Cleavage Day.
We talked about boobs.
Which
for over 5 minutes, which is quite...
That's
a good effort to talk about boobs.
I think that's quite bad, actually.
I think we can do better.
I'm sure we can.
Let's not talk about anxiety. No.
No.
We'll move on.
Well, Johnny's telling me that I should stop staring at your boobs and get on with the program, but I'm not, actually.
Yes. She's doing this wonderful thing where she just looks at the sheet of paper in front of her and doesn't look at anything else.
Yeah, and I was sort of Googling at the time, so maybe that's why I should stop Googling.
You probably should. Okay, and we did want to have a little bit of a discussion about anxiety.
Yes.
There are many and varied anxiety disorders out there, but we're just going with the run-of-the-mill, easy to learn about, easy to talk about anxiety that affects everyone.
Yes, because on Beyond Blue, they've got a new anxiety, I guess it's a campaign.
Yep.
And I was reading on there that 1 in 4 Australians suffer from anxiety, which I thought is quite high. I didn't realise it was that high.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't realise that what they're suffering from is actually anxiety.
Mm. Well, I mean, I get anxiety. Sometimes it can be really, really bad. Sometimes it can be just okay and bearable and I don't really notice it's happening. But it can hit you when you least expect it. So for me, the first time that I had a proper full-on anxiety attack and I didn't understand what was happening, I received a text message from someone that I knew who was sending the text, and I felt really scared about what the text message was going to say because it was a really rough time. And I started to feel really, really nauseous, and I was nauseous for 3 days and I was off work for a week and I was incredibly down and could not deal with real life at all.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was not a nice experience, but the worst thing was I didn't understand what was happening. I didn't know what was going on. And that can be one of the hardest things about anxiety is you don't know what's happening. It's like, you know, for me, I thought maybe I had food poisoning or something. I didn't get it, you know. But I went to the doctors and I got some help and they explained to me what was going on and they gave me some ways to deal with anxiety. And they then took me through a process of understanding how I react to things and how I plan for things that I know are going to happen. And they gave me some really great tools to arm myself to deal with anxiety.
Yeah, and I think that's really important. And I think also that on the Beyond Blue website, they've got a lot of tools. Now, you're going to play a clip?
I am. Beyond Blue have created this great clip. It is called I Am Anxiety. And you can just find it on YouTube if you just type
in... Ben Mendelsohn, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe so.
Hmm.
Mm. And it is a very interesting clip. It basically just explains... It's one guy talking to himself, but the version of himself is...
That is anxiety, yeah.
Anxiety. So it's very interesting. If you do want to go and check out the clip while we're playing it, because that way you'll sort of understand what we're bashing on about. But, yeah, it's really good. So, yeah, if you'd like to...
Yeah, so if you go to the Beyond Blue website, you can see it there. They've also got four other clips on the website which go to each different anxiety.
Yeah.
And here's the clip.
Okay.
Expecting you. What? Don't tell me you don't recognize me. Oh, still don't know who I am. Let me try and help you. The ill ease that you feel when you walk into a crowded room. You know, the hot and cold flushes that confuse you when you're already confused enough. I am the one that raises the whip to your already racing heart. I am the tightening of your chest, the snowballing worries that feel like they might become an avalanche and can just bury you in an instant. My friend, I am the obsessive and I'm the compulsive. I'm the voice, you know, the one. It's always questioning, questioning, questioning everything you do, everything you think. And I am every single staring eye that watches you. And every one of those places that you try so desperately to avoid. So, now that we have become acquainted, what are you going to do about it?
Welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tian, and that was the clip we found from the Beyond Blue lovely people about anxiety. So it's a very interesting clip.
It is. It's a little confronting, I think.
It is a little confronting. It's very dark and I mean, it explains very well.
Yeah, it does, because I don't really understand anxiety because I don't suffer from it. I don't think I've, you know, maybe a mild panic attack or something, but I don't think I've had like an anxiety attack. So, yeah, for me not understanding what it is, watching that clip, I thought, oh, wow, is this what people go through? And then I think I'm sometimes aware of people around me that have maybe gone through stuff like this and I see them reacting. And I think it's good because then it shows me what I can do. You know, maybe just to step away from them or just, you know, leave them be. Because you just don't know. You just see this and you want to help them, and maybe coming towards them is maybe not the best thing to be doing at that time.
Look, I mean, anxiety does affect people in a hell of a lot of different ways. Everybody has different reactions to it. Some people, I mean, for me, one of the biggest things is that I get really nauseous. And I feel like I'm going to be sick. And that's one of the biggest things. And then, as I was explaining to you before, I can get into full panic attack mode and have a meltdown and be crying and carrying on. But it will come on as quickly as it goes, if you get what I mean. So
yeah.
One minute I'm fine, the next minute I'm a basket case, and then a minute later I'm okay. And it's basically just my body just goes into shutdown mode. It's quite scary. But I, as I said, I have been given tools to prevent, and I've learnt what my triggers are and things like that. So mm-hmm. I can, you know, sort of, I know when it's coming on, so I can sort of chill myself out a bit or maybe take a step back. Or if in certain situations I need to actually just go and do what's freaking me out, then I go and do what's freaking me out and then I feel better. So...
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, there's different ways.
Because they're saying here what causes anxiety is a family history of mental health problems, stressful life events. Who doesn't have those? Physical health problems, substance abuse, personality factors, That's quite broad, actually.
It is very broad, isn't it?
Now I know why, you know, 1 in 4 Australians suffer from this.
So Youth Beyond Blue have a really great fact sheet, which is online. It's only 2 pages long, but you should definitely take a look at it. And I'm just going to read a little bit on here. What are anxiety disorders and who experiences them? Anxiety is an uncomfortable feeling of fear or imminent disaster and is a normal emotional response to danger. So emphasis on the normal, right?
Hmm.
The normal healthy type of anxiety is usually brought on by some task in your life right now, such as a test or job interview. It only lasts a day or so and doesn't affect your health or day-to-day life. In many ways, a certain amount of anxiety is good for us as it helps, as it gets us hyped up to perform at our best.
Well, it's that, you know, fight or flight, you know, that thing that it gets your, your adrenaline running and then you can, you know, run faster or, you know, get away faster. It's, you know, yep, that's cool. I get that.
But, and there's always a but, if you've got an anxiety disorder, the anxiety overwhelms you and gets in the way of other parts of your life, like how you do at school or work and how you get on with other people. It'll usually be far more intense than normal anxiety and can go on for weeks, months, or even longer. Anxiety can be part of your genetic and biochemical makeup as well as part of your personality. There are many things that can trigger anxiety, such as your environment, stressful situations like school exams and or problems with family or trauma or work. Some causes of an anxiety disorder might be genetics, so a history of anxiety in your family. It can be a disturbance of brain activity or stressful event like a family breakup, abuse, ongoing bullying, sexual abuse, a death, a relationship breakup, family conflict, anything. It can be anything, okay?
Well, yeah, it seems like a lot of things can trigger it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Anxiety is not the same as depression, although the two conditions share many causes and some symptoms. So, and I've read this before, it can be very common for people, Basha, to be misdiagnosed with depression when they actually have an anxiety disorder, which really needs to be treated differently.
Yes, and that's when I was reading some of the literature where I actually got confused because I thought a lot of the cases were actual depression and it turns out they're anxiety and I went, okay.
In Australia, anxiety disorders are common. 1 in 25 teenagers, that's 13 to 17-year-olds, experience anxiety in any 12-month period. For those between the ages of 18 and 25, the numbers are even higher at 1 in 10.
Yeah, I'd say that because it's quite, you know, it's quite stressful being a kid and a teenager, but I think, you know, being a young adult is sort of a bit stressful again.
Helping yourself if you have an anxiety disorder, a few tips that you can do to reduce anxiety in your life, which is important for us to touch on, is looking after yourself will also improve your overall health and well-being. So staying healthy, making sure that you're eating healthy foods and regular meals, and try to stay active and get enough sleep at night. Sleep's a really important thing, especially for younger people, because we always stretch ourselves a little bit thin.
Yeah, what happens if they can't sleep though?
If you can't sleep, you need to see a doctor.
Yeah, because
you should always refer back to your healthcare provider.
I think so.
Always. Now, relaxing. There are many ways to help yourself relax. You could try going for walks, doing a class like yoga or Tai Chi, learning to meditate, or playing footy with a friend.
Yeah, getting some of that. Yeah, because getting some of that extra tension and energy out is actually probably not bad advice.
Now,
yeah.
Talking is a huge thing. Bottling things up is likely to keep your anxiety levels really high. So if possible, talk to a friend about things that are making you feel anxious and see if they can be sorted out. Alcohol and drugs is something that's really important to touch on. These might seem like they're helping you at the time, but they're only making things harder in the long run.
Yeah, because you're hiding, you know, you're not addressing the issues as to why they come.
Very true.
Yes. So I think, you know, go to the Beyond Blue website or speak to your doctor if you're just not sure.
And I mean, that's the best thing. If you go and speak to your doctor, then you're going to find out what's going on.
And exactly. And they can diagnose you and help you. And
Yeah.
I think diagnosis is the first key to dealing with it.
Mm. Okay. Well, I would like to talk about anxiety more, but we are running out of time. We'll be back shortly. You're with Basha and Tian. This is Leilink on Joy. And welcome back. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9 with our show Leilink. We are running out of time next week, Wednesday at 8 p.m.
And that's the end of our show. So you've been listening to Leilink with Basha and Tian.
And you can email us out of Leilink hours at leilink@live.com.au. We love to hear from you. Have a great week.
Good night.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.